WCNV Heathsville, and 90.1 WMVE Chase City. We're online at ideastations.org/radio.
It's time now for the Friday morning Virginia political news analysis with Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne. A lovely Friday.
Isn't it? Well, it's college graduation season. First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Mark Warner will be speaking at Virginia Tech's commencement exercises today. And tomorrow, presumed Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney returns to the state to speak at Liberty University, which was founded by the late evangelist Jerry Falwell. It's expected he might be asked about his stand on gay marriage and perhaps his Mormon faith. What do you think?
Very likely. Romney spent 2 days, or parts of 2 days, in Virginia last week, of course, as did the president, and Michelle Obama, the president's principal surrogate, will be at Tech today, as you note, and in the audience will be a proud papa, Governor Bob McDonald. He has a daughter who will be taking her graduate degree today at Virginia Tech. But back to Romney. The Falwell-founded Liberty University is a powerfully symbolic venue for Romney to again appeal to religious conservatives suspicious of his Mormonism. But there's a headline this week that will give his appeal added urgency, and that is President Obama's endorsement of same-sex marriage. So here will be an opportunity for Mitt Romney to sharpen the distinctions between himself and the president before a national audience in a swing state. So this is going to be a closely watched speech. I suspect there'll be some commentators drawing a comparison between Romney's appearance, though he has appeared at Robertson's University on the other side of the state, and Jack Kennedy's appearance before Baptist ministers in Houston during the 1960 presidential campaign, when, of course, his Catholicism was in question.
Mm-hmm. Well, what will be the ripple effect in Virginia politics on President Obama's position on gay marriage?
I would say it's going to be somewhat uncertain, maybe possibly a wash. Remember, participation is going to peak in a presidential year, and there are a lot of people who are going to turn out because of the president's position. There are a lot of people who are going to turn out because of the president's position because they want to vote against him. But that larger turnout, perhaps approaching 74% as in 2008, may have the effect of diluting the vote generated by the same-sex marriage debate. Now, moving down ballot to the Senate contest, it's not entirely clear what effect it will have. George Allen, the presumed Republican nominee, has used the president's pronouncement as an opportunity to kind of sharpen his position. He's dead set against same-sex marriage. Tim Kaine, the presumed Democratic nominee, the Democratic nominee, his position is much more nuanced. He says that gays in committed relationships should have equal protections, you know, whether one calls it marriage or civil unions or whatever. But there's something going on in Virginia, and that is there seems to be a shift in positions. In 2006, of course, Virginians approved a constitutional amendment, in a lower turnout election, by the way, banning gay marriage in Virginia. That margin was 57% to 43%. But in 2011, the Quinnipiac poll showed that only 52% now approve of that prohibition, and 51% approve of gay couples having the right to adopt children in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. We have just about a minute and a half left. Well, the General Assembly returns one more time this year. As far as we know, it'll be the last day of 2012 that the legislators will be in session at the Capitol, and they're going to be dealing with Governor McDonald's proposed amendments to the state budget.
Yes, one of which would require part-time legislators who qualify for full-time retirement benefits to do as other public employees in Virginia do, and that's contribute toward their pensions. Of course, this is all part of the larger issue of stabilizing the Virginia retirement system. Now, the speaker's not going to be here. Bill Howell will be in England on vacation with his wife, Ceci, but Kirk Cox, the House Majority Leader, will be filling in. And, of course, Kirk Cox is Bill Howell's heir apparent. And the speaker's chair on Monday, that'll be about as close as Cox gets to it in some time. Bill Howell indicating the other day that he will indeed be running for re-election in 2013.
Mm-hmm. We have less than 30 seconds to talk about the 2013 governor's race. Any quick thoughts on that?
Well, Terry McAuliffe, who ran and was defeated in 2009, is saying that he's in if Mark Warner isn't. Simply a reminder of the Democrats' skimpy bench, and clearly Warner's much more nationally oriented. On the Republican side, Ken Cuccinelli again reminding us he's a conservative who shouldn't be stereotyped or underestimated. He's staking out a position likely to please the left. He says the state should make it easier for those who believe they were wrongly convicted to prove their innocence.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Liz Holland, wishing a happy Nurses Day to St. Mary's labor and delivery nurses with whom she has proudly worked for 18 years. It's 8:40.
It's morning edition.